The content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers. Change only happens when we, the people, become part of the solution. That's why more and more patriotic Americans are tuning in to the Power Hour. Now, here's your host, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good morning, 8 a.m. Central Time, Monday, April 17th, 2023. So glad you could join us. Phone lines are still down, so you can't call in yet. Daniel Miller is supposed to be joining us from the Texas Nationalist Movement at the bottom of the hour. In the meantime, we've got some articles on our email blast, one of which talks about the Essential Guide to Parkinson's Disease, Symptoms, Causes, Treatments, and Natural Remedies. And, of course, you can read about that if you subscribe to our email blast. And, of course, there's another article about your clothing being drenched in forever chemicals. Yeah, Dress to Kill's taken on a whole new meaning. Yeah, dangerous chemicals are now so ubiquitous, they're in our water supply, the food we eat, and even the clothing we wear. There's an article about that. And speaking of food, oh, I got a couple of real doozies in our health category this morning about that. Last week, we talked about pork producers using customizable mRNA-based vaccines on their herds since 2018 without telling the public. And, of course, now, you know, we already know that all the customized mRNA vaccines are untested. Only the mRNA platform itself has been approved. That's it. According to the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, there are no current mRNA vaccines licensed for use in beef cattle in the U.S. However, a lobbyist for the association claims to have double vaccinated his own herd with an mRNA vaccine against bovine respiratory disease. Iowa State University began trialing an mRNA vaccine against bovine respiratory syncytial virus as of October 1st of 2021. This is why Missouri House Bill 1169 is so important, because it would require the labeling of products that can alter your genes, something big ag lobbyists strongly oppose. Gee, I wonder why. They don't think there's anything wrong with it until people start dropping dead of this junk. You see, it's not going to matter anymore, because, see, big ag lobbyists make their money because consumers buy stuff. And see, when the whole chain, the supply chain can break down for a number of reasons. It can break down because people lose faith in something, much like what happened with Anheuser-Busch and Bud Light, because they put Dylan Mulvaney on a beer can, dressed up in drag. Yeah, it is $6.5 billion. That's how consumers can affect product. So, you know, if you really want to shut down something, you boycott it. And it really doesn't make a difference. We just showed you that with Anheuser-Busch. They took it in more than just the, they took it in the shorts, folks. Big time. I mean, that's a lot of money to lose, because people are not like, I'm not drinking queer beer. You see, that's the guys that are drinking the Bud Light. Yeah. Yep. They're the ones sitting at the bar shooting the, you know what? No, they're not drinking Bud Light anymore. And all of the vendors out there, if they don't change, they're going to take it in the shorts. They're going to be stuck holding all this Bud Light beverage, whether floor planned or not. And it's all going to have to go back to the supplier, sitting in a warehouse until it's no good. Because all these, they all have expiry dates. But the thing is that it, the whole point of it is consumers, when this happened, figured out a way, hey, if we don't drink Bud Light, we'll send a message. See, it's like if you don't like the fact that Walmart, who is woke, stocks things made in China when it used to say made in the USA. Sam Walton was all about made in the USA. And when you don't have all made in the USA stuff and it's all made in China and made in every other place but the USA, and you wonder all our manufacturing jobs have gone to hell in a handbasket here in this country, and everybody goes, oh, well, what? Well, we'll go to Walmart because it's cheaper there than going to the regular grocery store. You're catering to these people. If you just quit shopping at Walmart, you would send a message. I mean, they're already closing 4 Walmarts just in Chicago alone, but it's not just because of the economy. It's because of crime. Do you ever notice how your dog or cat turns their nose up at stuff you put in front of them? You ever notice that? They won't eat it. Animals instinctively select the foods they need to correct nutrient deficiencies based on flavor feedback. Humans are equipped with similar chemical sensing ability, which is being hijacked by artificially flavored foods. We call it the Dorito effect. Yep, truth bomb. Flavor experience takes up more gray matter than any other sensory experience, and the largest portion of the human genome involves the creation of your nose, one of the 5 senses. From an evolutionary perspective, this chemical sensing ability appears particularly important in this case. Flavor is a marker for the nutritional density of the food. Artificial flavor technology has allowed for the radical deterioration of food quality, as you can easily mask the flavor of inferior quality ingredients with chemicals. The Dorito effect. Wow. Using flavored chemicals, you can produce food that has virtually no nutritional value, yet the great taste and aroma fool consumers into thinking they're eating something wholesome. Yeah, like that bag of Cheetos. Not anymore. I haven't bought a bag of Cheetos in months. Why? I know, artificial flavors. You ever eat Cheetos? They get all over your fingers, turn them orange. And it takes more than just a paper towel to wipe them all off. You got to stick them under the faucet and wash them off with soap and water. That's all those artificial colors, whatnot, artificial flavors rubbing off. And these artificial flavors encourage obesity as they entice you to eat food you normally wouldn't want to eat. And you eat more than you normally would eat. That's what we call the Dorito effect. Yeah. Here's a thought. For those of you that want to go out, because, you know, we told you before about potatoes and eggs and eating a healthier diet. I just made a vegetable quiche, as a matter of fact, the other day. Turned out pretty good. I actually took regular potatoes rather than buying the frozen hash browns, and I got one of those manual shredders, and I shredded the potatoes, and I soaked them in salt water for a few hours, and then I took them out, rinsed them off, and dried them, patted them dry, paper towels, right? And then I mixed them with some butter, about 2 tablespoons of butter, melted, and lined a pie shell, pie dish, with the mix, right? Because the butter makes the potatoes stick together. And that was my crust, potato crust. And then I bake it for 25 minutes at 400 degrees. Yeah. Or you can bake it until you see it starting to turn brown and then take it out. And then you pour your quiche mix in it. So, it tastes really good. I use, red pepper, green pepper, onions, and cheese. Yeah, it was good. The economic news, ex-Treasury Secretary predicts 70% chance recession will begin this year. Yet the current Treasury Secretary is now saying that banks are likely to tighten lending, negating the need for more Fed rate hikes. Well, now, yeah, this means securitization is going to again come to the forefront. That means they're going to find all these gullible investors that want to make more money than they can investing in Treasury securities. And they're going to buy up these bonds. Yeah, you remember the credit default swaps and all that stuff of what happened in the financial collapse in 2008? Yeah, that you're going to see a lot of that. Bob Nardelli, the former CEO of Home Depot, was also warning about more bankruptcies hitting the U.S. economy, blaming lawmakers for their delay in coming to terms regarding the country's debt ceiling. That's right. Nardelli says, I think we're going to see a lot of bankruptcies like Bed Bath & Beyond. We got Walmart not only laying off people, but closing stores. We got Accenture laying people off. We got Amazon closing distribution centers. That's pretty serious. He says, I think there's a tremendous mixed message here. At present, the complexity of the American economy is different than anything I've seen in my 52 years, he says. This is a former CEO of Home Depot, boy. Gotta love that. Whoa. Under the science and technology category, Representative Mark Green of Tennessee has reintroduced his China Technology Transfer Regulation Act. Oh, it's a bid to prevent the Chinese military from acquiring sensitive U.S. technology and intellectual property through export controls. Oh, huh. Export controls. Gee, I wonder if it has anything to do with all these secrets that presidents have shared with China over the years. The environment is of concern, or should be, if you live in Maine. A train operated by Canadian Pacific Railways derailed in rural Maine on Saturday morning, and the Rockwood Fire Department warned residents to stay clear of the affected area. Three railroad employees were sent to the hospital to treat injuries reportedly not life-threatening. Canadian Pacific Railways said lumber cars and three locomotives derailed north of Rockwood due to a track washout. Gee, I wonder why they didn't investigate the tracks knowing this was going on. Don't they normally do that? They have a rail car, a little car that goes up and down the tracks that makes sure that the cars are aligned. And it's a very small car. It just, you know, it's got regular track rollers on it, and it rolls down the tracks to make sure that nothing is crazy going on the tracks. And it can also spot washouts. And they would not have sent that train there in the first place. Huh. Well. Hey, we got to make money somehow. Just forget about examining the track. Let's take our chances. That's what goes on. California, by the way, with all of this rain they got, has emerged from the drought crisis. It's been grappling with one of the longest droughts in history for nearly 3 years, and now they got a ray of hope. The recent winter storms from December to March have resulted in almost complete eradication of drought conditions, according to U.S. Drought Monitor. Yeah, believe it or not. However, there are other states that are affected. More than 56% of Kansas is experiencing extreme drought or exceptional drought. 39% of Oklahoma is facing extreme or exceptional drought, just so you know. Now, you see, here we're talking about the breadbasket of America. Not so much Oklahoma as Kansas, but Oklahoma has a certain amount of crops. Of course, they have sandstorms, too. And the more they rape the land, the worse it gets. The Biden administration affirmed a Trump-era decision to export natural gas from Alaska, believe it or not. Ah, but there's strings attached. Yeah, they will. They're going to have to cater to the environmentalists in the way they get it from point A to point B. So it might cost more. But yeah, they're going to export natural gas from Alaska. Amazing. You see, they see this going on with the wind farms and the solar panels and all this other stuff that the globalists insist on everybody catering to and affirming. But the bigger problem is the stuff isn't working. We're 30 years behind in technology. So now we got to get rid of the coal-fired power plants, and we got to shut down the new plants, and we don't got to do nothing, Biden. Now he wants to affirm a Trump-era decision to export natural gas. You see, now you're realizing, and this is liquefied natural gas, right? From a facility in Alaska. It's got to be transported because the country can't totally depend on wind and solar. And you see, certain people in the administration are starting to realize that. And see, here's something else regarding those offshore wind farms. A new study by German scientists has found the populations of a group of aquatic birds known as red-throated loons or divers have declined by more than 90% in the North Sea after offshore wind farms were built there. Now, you see, this is part of the problem with these global overachievers. Yeah, they want climate change. We have to have more wind. And you see what's happening on the Jersey shores and the New York shores with all the whales? Because of them banging with sonar on the bottom of the... See, when you start disrupting the ecosystem, you get what you get. I don't think there's one person out there that's got a rational mind that would argue with that logic. Under gardening, farming, and homesteading, Marjorie Wildcraft, who has the powerhourfood.com that you can go to and take free classes on how to grow your garden, we have a new article out about five free do-it-yourself compost activators. Did you ever notice that some things compost beautifully while other things bog down your bins? Well, she tries to keep an eye out for the exceptionally good compost activators. And sometimes she'll keep a bag of cottonseed meal fertilizer on hand just so she can kick a slow pile of compost into gear or finish a pile up quickly for an oncoming planting. Don't have to spend any money at all if you don't want to. We're including five compost activators that are free for the asking if you ask the right person. And we have that on our email blast. We also have a story on there about an Amish farmer threatened for not giving up traditional farming. Armed federal agents showed up at his doorstep 150 miles outside of D.C. because he doesn't use pesticides, fertilizer, or gas to run his farm. Yep, got the old horse behind the plow. They don't like that. You see, here's the thing. When you should know that it's part of what our government has cooked up for you. You know, when you try to go full tilt boogie and you try to make a living farming and you're doing it the way this guy's doing it, you know, you fall into that little gray area called organic. Well, the feds don't like that. And they're going to come out even with armed jackbooted fascist thugs like what happened at Waco and Ruby Ridge. Various other places. They remember Gordon Call? Let's not forget that. Delta Force showed up and cut off his hands and feet and disfigured his face so much you didn't even know who he was after they burned the place, or before they burned the place down with him in it. That was in Arkansas, for those of you who don't remember. Yeah, they have a way of really getting ugly with people. And, you know, people, if you just stand there and let them do it, I mean, you get what you get. And before the COVID pandemic, Dr. Paul Merrick became well known for his development of a highly effective sepsis protocol using intravenous vitamin C, which resulted in a dramatic reduction in mortality rates. But you see, the hospitals can't have that now, can they? In 2020, he co-founded the Frontline COVID-19 Critical Care Alliance, or the FLCCC, subsequently published one of the most comprehensive and effective protocols for treating COVID-19 called MAP Plus. And as a result of that, he got put through a sham peer review. The hospital levied fabricated charges against him, and his hospital privileges were immediately suspended. So now, you know, with that effectively ending his clinical career, he took a new route. Having discovered the falsehoods conventional medicine has been built upon, he's now researching and developing health protocols using lifestyle modification, diet, and repurposed drugs. Well, you see, while he's doing that, we have the Power Mall. We have our own standards here, and we appreciate your supporting us through that methodology. And, of course, John Leake and Peter McCullough have teamed up to write a story on Substack about why healthcare providers, doctors specifically, are telling all their patients, you got to get the jab. You got to get the boosters. And in this report, John Leak talks about many doctors being downright pushy about it. It's the single most pressing matter of medicine and health. And if you don't, we're going to put your name down. We have a code. Refuses to get vaccinated. Comedian Jimmy Dore, by the way, initially got caught up in the propaganda. He believed all these things, the COVID jab included, would be a good strategy. He took the shot, suffered severe side effects from it. He put two and two together, realized he'd been duped. You see, and this is what I got to ask people, what's it going to take? Dore realized the medical establishment lied not only about ivermectin, but also about hydroxychloroquine in early treatments. And they're still coming out. They lied about herd immunity, natural immunity. They lied about masks. They lied when they said the jab prevents transmission. They lied when they said the jab could end the pandemic. They lied about safety of the shots, about shedding, about the seriousness of the virus. They lied about the fact that the shot was the actual bioweapon, that it was out there to murder people and reduce the population. During the Omicron wave, Dore got COVID three times. It was the mildest cold he ever had in his life. Unfortunately, he made a second mistake. He took Paxlovid and got COVID again. They lied about that, too. Dore warns the entire government is corrupt. It's been integrated into every part of the government and every system used to run it. Gee, it's amazing. It took that for a comedian. Getting the jab, it took that for him to understand after he's got side effects. Why did we have to put the government first in our life? Why did we have to depend on the government for information? How does that happen? Good question, huh? You got to wonder about that. How you can trust the government to do anything right. And you see, consumers, if you don't react and give like what loyal Bud Light drinkers did and switch to brews over the transgender controversy, you can't send a message to these woke companies. Well, you know, there is something a little weird. You ever heard of Woke Alert? Nonprofit Consumers Research has launched an initiative called Woke Alert that monitors and notifies people about progressive and dangerous ideas pushed forward by corporations. People can sign up for Woke Alert notifications through the Consumers Research website, which, by the way, we have included that in your email blast. So if you want to go on there and read it and sign up, you can, and you'll be getting alerts from the nonprofit about any company that pushes a leftist woke agenda, as well as reasons driving such actions. Many corporations are putting progressive activists in their dangerous agendas ahead of customers, and they'll only succeed if we look the other way, according to the initiative. Makes sense, doesn't it? When companies choose to cave to the woke agenda and abandon their loyal customers, you should be the first to know. That's why Woke Alerts was created, according to the executive director, Will Hild. The alert service has exposed several major businesses, including Bud Light, Jack Daniels, Bank of America, NFL, WNBA, and BlackRock. It also exposes woke individuals in positions of power, as well as educational entities pushing the agenda. Now, wouldn't you like to know about that before everybody else does? There you have it. It's called Woke Alert. Oh, my. We've also got, under the good news section, and I was amazed. I had to go on it, and I had to watch it. Here's a 13-year-old girl with severe autism, and she's playing piano with a jazz quartet. And, I mean, she's killing it. Severe autism. And she's playing like the greatest of jazz piano players. And she's blind to top that off. And she's killing it. That's good news. You see, there are people out there with amazing, amazing musical gifts. In the In Case You Missed It category, Elon Musk. You know, he's always got to put himself in the news out there. He's basically now doubling down on his previous criticism of adults who allow minors to undergo gender transition procedures, stating that the sterilization of children through such procedures should be punishable with life imprisonment. Any parent or doctor who sterilizes a child before they're consenting adults should go to prison for life, he wrote on Twitter. The tech billionaire's comment came in response to another user's post mocking an NBC, MSNBC opinion, criticizing Governor of Florida Ron DeSantis for his policies relating to parental rights, among other issues. Well, don't you think that parents should have rights? I would think so. As a matter of fact, it got so crazy out there. DeSantis was interrupted by protesters during a GOP fundraising event for the Republican Party in New Hampshire. He's not even announced he's going to run for president. He's up campaigning. Video footage shows two protesters, both with banners in hands, rushing onto the stage while DeSantis was speaking. The protesters can be heard shouting, "Jews against DeSantis," while the audience booed. The protesters tried to display the banners but failed before they were cleared from the stage by security and organizers. It's unclear what messages the banners carried. You got to have a little spice in the speech, right? DeSantis joked while the protesters were being escorted away. You got to have it a little fun. The audience, of course, burst into applause. But now you got to ask yourself some other questions. Given what we know about the way politics works, how do you know? This is during the GOP's Amos Tuck dinner in Manchester, New Hampshire. I mean, they raised a lot of money. I mean, a lot of money. $328,000 they raised during this dinner. How do you know that those protesters weren't stooges that were put there to get the crowd excited to give more money? How do you know? They weren't plants. We call them stooges. How do you know they weren't? You see, I remember the time that there was a... I think it was in Wisconsin that this happened, and they had a Holocaust memorial put up in the town square, and of course, then the next day after the dedication, they found swastikas spray painted all over it, and so they went to the security cameras trying to figure out who exactly spray painted swastikas all over this memorial. And come to find out, it was two Jewish people who did it. Wow. You see, that's why you got to think back in the archives and figure out exactly what in Hades is going on in politics these days, as crooked as it is. Yeah, we'll get to more of that because Daniel Miller will join us after the bottom of the hour break here to talk about TNM. Stay with us.
For the past 20 years, the Power Mall has been a trailblazer, leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars. And when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Hi, it's Joyce Reilly with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like the green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or other like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Just recently, we both started on the lithium balance. I want to keep my memory. My two in-laws are dealing with, the Alzheimer's. They're in their 90s, and I see it. I don't want to be like that, and I've heard you talk about lithium to, you know, improve our memory and keep us up there.
Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Minutes after the hour of 8 a.m. Central Time, Monday, April 17, 2023, we're going to be spending this half hour with the president of the Texas Nationalist Movement, Daniel Miller. I've met this gentleman multiple times. He is a sixth-generation Texan. He is a technology consultant, best-selling author. I've read virtually every one of his books, as a matter of fact, and I'm wearing my TNM shirt on right now. This is the shirt that local coordinators wear for the Texas Nationalist Movement. There is a House bill out there, HB 3596, and we have a website, tnm.me, for Texas Nationalist Movement.me, where if you are a registered Texas voter, you can go and sign up if you support Texas. But, you know, we have to explain the fact that right now, HB 3596 has actually gotten some legs because it's been sponsored and it's been introduced into the House. And Daniel, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Dave. Thanks for having me. Nice shirt, by the way.
Yeah, I figured you'd like that. You got one of those, too, I think. Yeah. So we all have. I had to wear this in celebration of today because of what we're talking about. We're getting so close. As a matter of fact, because I've already said I was going to testify if this thing actually got in front of the committee. And Daniel, I'm going to let you, since you're the one that's spearheaded this thing since for God knows how long. I mean, you've been working at this thing for a long time. I'll let you take over. Here's the thing I want to stress, folks. We're not talking about secession here. Get that out of your head. The term we're talking about is Texas independence. We're talking about the right of voters to not to be given a choice, basically, to vote in favor of getting together and coming up with a plan for Texas to become its own republic once again. That would be, I think, the more sensical approach other than a lot of what we're hearing in blowback. Right, Daniel?
Oh, yeah. I mean, look, if our opposition could get any more hyperbolic and pearl clutching, I mean, you know, but Dave, that's always the interesting part about this. I mean, you want to know that we're making progress. If you want the surest sign, it's just how much whining and hand wringing the opposition is doing about this. I mean, it's rare for me to see social media meltdowns out of alleged political establishment people like we've been seeing about Texas. I mean, it's just, you know, you think about it. These guys are they're in full meltdown. I mean, they are in full meltdown. And you have to ask yourself this. If we were not making progress, would they even care?
I would wonder the same thing, too, and see, you know, since you hooked up with Paul Davis, I mean, this guy's a rabble rouser in his own right. And we were supposed to see him at the Halt Hospital Homicides event in San Antonio, but he was drawn away to another event in Atlanta. And I think I know which one that was. But the thing is that he came to your aid when it came time to challenging Facebook and shut them down. I don't know how we're doing on attorney's fees. But I know that Facebook attempted to censor anybody that would post texitnow.org and put the logo up on their Facebook page and sharing it with people. And they would immediately, I mean, that's one of the social media sites that had a meltdown. There were others, right?
Yeah. I mean, we had, you know, obviously we had the Facebook issue. We had the TikTok issue where, you know, we started posting over there. Videos because, you know, we've got to hit that certain demographic, you know, like it or hate it. There are people that use it. And so, you know, our strategy is we're going to talk to Texans about Texas wherever they are. And, you know, TikTok, our first video wound up, I think it's right over 1.6 million views right now. And they wound up jerking our account with no warning, no rationale, whatever. And, you know, so we went to the media, just reminded them, hey, by the way, we're suing, you know, the world's largest social media platform. What makes you think you're going to get away with it? And next thing you know, snap, we're back up. You know, no, again, no explanation, no apology, and no worries. Because, I mean, that's kind of the point that we're at. I mean, look, we want Texas independence, and we want Texas to become a self-governing independent nation. But this side of it, even for those people that are not convinced here in Texas, at a minimum, we want them to be able to have a full, free, fair debate and a vote on the issue, a real vote. And so, you know, the fact that the establishment is in full meltdown, the fact that social media companies are you know, those big giants are wanting to prevent the message from getting out there, tells me, look, whether it's this session, a special session, or next session, Texans are going to get a vote on this issue. You know, we just, as Texan supporters, have to continue to build the pressure, and that's exactly what we're doing.
Well, and the thing is, too, is that you've got people like Jeff Leach that are out there. Oh, man, this guy's a real piece of work. Yeah. And, you know, it's a funny thing about it, Daniel, is everybody that has come against this whole thing has it all wrong. They don't understand. It's like half these politicians that are fighting this. I mean, my biggest problem with a lot of these guys like Abbott and Patrick and what's the AG's name? You know, they're all like D.C. wannabes. And it's like they don't get it. They don't trust the voters. Or maybe they trust them only to a certain point, but when it comes to a critical issue like this, it's like, look, our arguments are very solid. Everything that you have come up with in this campaign makes common sense. It's so rational. I mean, I don't understand why these politicians and their mindsets are just like out there. They're they're all contributing to Project Fear.
Oh, well, they are. Look, it boils down to this. Look, either they're ignorant or they're malicious, right? I mean, you have to think about this from that standpoint. You know, we know that when it comes to making the arguments about tax it, we've got it, right? I mean, we've done it. We've got, you know, that we've literally been setting up decades for this time in history. We're ready for this. They're not. So, you know, we can give them information. We can correct misinformation. We can, you know, do those things. We can fill the ignorance gap. But if someone is willful, once they've been presented with the real issue, the real facts here, and they continue to act against the right of self-government, self-determination for Texans, then the only thing left for you is that they're just malicious actors, right? They want to oppress. They want to be part of that system. They are part of the problem. And so, you know, we have to begin to look at it this way. You know, Gene Sharp talked about, and Bob Helvey talked about, you know, in some of the work that they did, they talked about the three approaches that you take with opposition, and it's conversion, cooperation, or ultimately nonviolent coercion. In other words, enough pressure to make them do your political will. And so, you know, we know from poll numbers where we are. We know that we've got a supermajority of Texans that are ready for Texas to become a self-governing independent nation. We know that the bottleneck is legislative, right? We know that that bottleneck resides with the establishment in Austin. And so we have an opportunity to change that. We have an opportunity to fix that. But that is solely up to the people of Texas that want a vote on Texas independence.
Now, you have a pulse on House Bill 3596. You know where this is at the present time. You've been monitoring this on a constant. You've been meeting with officials in Austin, have you not? And how are those meetings going?
Yeah, look, we've got the strongest legislative team that we've ever had in the TNM's history. You know, we have been working the heck out of this thing. And our team that's working in Austin and working outside of Austin on these legislators have done a phenomenal job. You know, the battle was always going to be uphill, right? We knew that going in. But you know, we're fighting against some additional headwinds now, and it's going to take, as we're, you know, trying to monitor the clock, you know, we're running out of time. 140 days every other year is when the legislature meets in its normal session. So, you know, we've got a lot to get done as the clock ticks. In other words, as we get closer to end of session without the bill getting a hearing, it becomes less and less likely that there is enough time to get it through. Now, that said, legislators have been extraordinarily complimentary of our efforts this session, saying that we're one of the most organized organizations that are up there working. Our messaging is spot on. But we're running into some issues. You know, State Representative Brian Slayton is now under a cloud of scandal, which has complicated matters. Additionally, as we're getting closer to this, it's, you know, this idea that we're going to have a hearing on this. The opposition is fangs out. I mean, they are doing everything they can to scuttle it. So, you know, a lot of this situation is just the political ground under our feet moving. We're doing the right things. The challenge here is that, you know, you can't control every variable. So I'm hopeful, but I'm also realistic. And Dave, if you've noticed anything about me, is I'm a bit of a long gamer.
Yeah, I did notice that. You've been patient, what, since 2005? I mean, you've been patient. The thing is that House Bill 3596 could die in committee. They literally could kill this thing in committee, and we all know it. And the reason they would do such a thing is political spite. They want everything to be the status quo. They want Texas to be enslaved to D.C. because they all think that there's some ground to be gained and favor to be gained with the federal government, and that they're all going to wind up in D.C. That's what this is all about, is all these people are self-serving, don't give a damn about Texas voters. And I'm talking about the people that wish us ill political will. And this is the thing. The media has played a part is somewhat to the negativity, not just the social media, but the general media as well. We've gotten, I would say, mild support from most of the newspapers and magazines talking about this subject.
Yes, it's been interesting to watch, because the vast majority of mainstream media have typically over the years been opposed to this, right? I mean, they and there are still many outlets that skew against this. But watching media shift the narrative to not, you know, this is absurd, this is, you know, all that ridiculous sort of, again, pearl clutching that they love to do, to seeing some of the media kind of step in the middle and say, wait a minute, you know, this conversation is happening, this is real. And look, by every measure, Dave, I mean, you go look at, you know, not just the poll numbers, right? We got the Survey USA poll that came out last summer, which was very clear that well over a majority of Texans want Texas to become a self-governing independent nation. They scoffed at the poll because it was done by Survey USA. Then 538, you know, Nate Silver and his warlocks over there that got bought out by ABC, they rank Survey USA as the absolute number one most accurate pollster in the country. I mean, you know, so vindication, right? The numbers came from the most accurate pollster. Then you begin to look at the fact that we're shifting new academics into the conversation for the media that are coming out, like Dr. Matt Quartrup and others that are saying, look, Texas versus white doesn't matter. Texas absolutely not only has a right to withdraw from the union, become a self-governing independent nation, but also would probably be better off if they did. You know, you've got additional voices entering into this conversation. And then you look just at the sheer numbers, right? I mean, if right now, as the TNM creeps ever closer to 500,000 registered supporters, when that number goes over 500,000, when it gets up to 1,000,000, you have to understand the potential impact of that. When that number gets very close to 1,000,000, that means that when the primaries come around, given what voter turnout is, and given, you know, the fact that we're talking to Texas voters to vote in a block, you know, vote against people that stood in your way of having a vote, vote for pro-Texas candidates, you've got enough to effectively run the table at that point. So, you know, we're building that, we continue to move forward. The opposition, again, this is why the opposition is in full meltdown. They see it. The vast majority of people cannot read the tea leaves on this, but those guys are in full freakout mode. And look, I love it. I'm pretty happy about it.
Well, the thing is, with Brian Slayton, the representative, isn't this not about him personally, but about one of his family members?
No, it's about him. And I'm hesitant to talk about.
Yeah, no, I mean, that's fine. I understand, because it is all political scuttle, but it's as bad as the crap that's happening to Trump right now. And my assertion is, it's there to throw him off his game. That's exactly what this is. The same thing is attacking somebody because you want to throw him off solid footing. He came forward believing in this. House Bill 3596, he introduced it. The thing is that, do we have a list yet that TNM or anybody else has put out there for all the people who oppose this, so that we can go after them?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, if you go to the TNM website and you can go look at our legislative list, it's right there on the main menu. I think it's under action. But you can go there and you can look to specifically see where your rep is and where your senator is. And we try to keep it up to date, not in that their opposition is based off of not just our interactions, but when folks like you get out there and you visit and you interact with these guys, there's a place for you to report that interaction on the website. And many of our people do that. So we aggregate all of this data to determine whether or not, you know, someone, you know, they may pay you lip service and say they support it, but they're telling us no, or they tell someone else no. We take all of those notes, aggregate them, and we create a what we believe is the official position on that person. So there you'll find it. It's right there on the website, and I encourage everyone to go take a look.
Well, and the thing is, too, is I think half these people don't want to understand. It's very similar to the Dobbs versus Jackson women's health decision. The media played this up like, it just made abortion illegal. And that's not what Dobbs versus Jackson women's health did. and, you know, did not ban abortions. It limited certain things and whatnot. It reversed Roe v. Wade, and then everybody immediately took the defensive, and this is why we have more divisiveness. We have the same thing here because people have said this is nothing but a bill to secede from the union. Doesn't say anything about that. You know, I want to use the rest of the time we have here to make arguments for House Bill 3596, because after all, this was put on the Republican platform for the state, for the Republican committee when they met, and like 89% voted for Planks 33 and 225, which go right to the core of the arguments that we make here. So as far as, you know, promoting what it is that you're doing, this basically is to give the voters an opportunity to decide. You want to elaborate a little on that? Give me the strong points.
Look, that's where it's always been, right? This is, we've always known that this is the moment that it ends up at is, you know, we could be for Texas all we want to. We can make the case for all the advantages, but that's not the question on the table right now. The question on the table right now is whether or not the people of Texas should even have the right to vote on it. And that's what House Bill 3596 does. Or, you know, as it was called last session, the Texas Independence Referendum Act. It literally is about asking the people of Texas the question, should the state of Texas reassert its status as an independent nation? And then taking that answer and then, you know, enacting policy based off of it. If it's a no, then we just keep rocking on. But if it's a yes, then we have to begin to look at that. But at its core, what we have to do first is we have to ask the people of Texas this question. And, you know, when you're talking to these legislators or anyone else about this bill, I think it's important for them to understand that it's called a Texit bill, but what it is, it really is a Texit question bill. Right. We have to ask the question before we can do anything. And I think all of them need to remember that this is ultimately, a matter of really determining our destiny. Article 1, Section 2 of the Texas Constitution says that all political powers inherent in the people will let the people speak. Right. If you don't know what the people are saying, then let the people speak. And, you know, we could talk about poll numbers and we could talk about all those things all day long, but ultimately the only poll that matters is the one where Texans get to go to the ballot box and answer this question, knowing that it will have an impact when they do. Until then, every other discussion is merely academic.
And so this is what these politicians who oppose this are afraid of, is that Texas voters are going to go to the polls and say yes, overwhelmingly. If given a choice, you know, anybody who says no is, and I don't want to use terms like establishment, you know, but there are a lot of these old timers out there that don't think this is going to go anywhere, and they're beholden to DC. They've got roots into the entire political system. And these are the people out there that are freaking out because they think that if all these voters, and I mean, the last Survey USA is about 66%. Of those surveyed said that they would vote yes if given the choice. These politicians out there do not trust Texas voters' judgment. They obviously don't want them to be free. They want them to be enslaved. That's the only thing, given some of the things that we have brought out in push cards about the amount of money that the state of Texas spends enforcing federal mandates, we don't have to do that. And then people are scared because the opponents come out and they go, well, your Social Security is going to be affected. No, doesn't affect anything. And see, these are the core arguments that they don't make sense. What they don't want is to give the voters a choice to say yes or no to the idea. Because once a yes vote is obtained, then we have to move to point B, which is...
Yeah, I mean, obviously the next thing that we have to do is once that vote is taken and comes back in the affirmative, we've got four baskets of issues that we've got to contend with: the constitutional issues, statutory issues, international covenants, treaties and agreements, and finally the negotiated issues. And, you know, the first three of those, by and large, don't involve any interaction with the federal government at all. They deal with constitutional changes that we have to make here as a result of that vote, the statutory changes that outflow from that, dealing with international covenants, treaties, and agreements that any self-governing independent nation has to deal with, and then that final basket of things that we have to negotiate with the federal government related to, whether it be, you know, the division of assets, you know, talking about the federal debt or federal land or any of those things, but also what our relationship with the United States will look like moving forward in relation to defense and economy, you know, a trade deal and things of that nature. So, you know, it's a fairly well-worn path that we've seen time and time again, and I'm here for it. I'm excited for Texas.
Yeah, we are too. TNM.me is the website. Go check it out. Read it, research it, understand it, because we're pushing for a hearing. Yep, with the State Affairs Committee coming up soon. Hopefully, Daniel Miller, thanks so much for joining us on the show.
Thank you, Dave.
Yep. God bless Texas. In the meantime, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back tomorrow. And you stay with us. We appreciate your support. We'll see you tomorrow.
Hi, this is Jay at the Paramall here to tell you about a North American urban spice product called Chaga Max. This product is considered SOD, or superoxide dismutase. This is an enzyme found in all living cells. SOD helps break down potentially harmful oxygen molecules in cells. Chaga Max is fortified with the powers of wild oregano and wild birch bark. Get your Chaga Max by calling 877-817-9829 or go to theparamall.com. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the OregaResp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products. And he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs. And my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.